Thank you, President. Can I begin by congratulating you on assuming the presidency, and let me assure you of the full support of my delegation for your efforts in this role. Australia has an enduring commitment to a world without nuclear weapons. We will continue to work with others to strengthen the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and the global nuclear non-proliferation and disarmament regime for which it is the cornerstone. But geopolitical competition is complicating progress. The Indo-Pacific is home to an unprecedented military buildup, yet transparency and strategic reassurance are lacking. The global trend in the reduction of nuclear warhead numbers is on the verge of reversing. Australia welcomed the P5 statement in January 2022, endorsing the Reagan-Gorbachev principle that a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought. Shockingly, soon after, Russia embarked upon an illegal and immoral invasion, casting aside its security assurance to Ukraine, threatening to use nuclear weapons, and suspending its implementation of the New START Treaty. We call on Russia to end its war in Ukraine and cease its threats and actions that take us further from a world free of nuclear weapons. More broadly, the world expects all of the nuclear weapon states to deliver on their statement and their obligations under the NPT through concrete steps toward nuclear disarmament. As a great power and permanent member of the Security Council, China's substantive engagement in arms control processes will be required in shaping the new era of arms control and strategic stability for which we all hope. Australia's approach to nuclear disarmament is both practical and realistic, underpinned by an acute awareness of the catastrophic humanitarian consequences posed by any use of nuclear weapons. Australia continues to believe that the negotiation of a Fissile Material Cutoff Treaty, or FMCT, is the most mature and urgent priority for the CD. We are disappointed the CD has not yet been able to agree a program of work for the establishment of subsidiary bodies in 2024 to advance this important work. We hope that the intensive efforts of members of the P6 this year will at least deliver an outcome in this regard next year. Pending finalisation of an FMCT, there is, of course, a critical step that all nuclear weapon possessing states can take to declare and implement a moratorium on the production of fissile material for use in nuclear weapons. This is an important contribution that can be made to global disarmament efforts, and it can, of course, be done unilaterally. Australia calls on states with nuclear weapons yet to do so to declare and uphold such a moratorium. The value of such an action is obvious, both as a confidence and trust-building measure and as a signal of political intent. The entry into force of the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty, CTBT, is a vital step on the path to nuclear disarmament. We renew our call on all remaining Annex II states to ratify the CTBT without delay. Australia's resolve to pursue progress on the CTBT is underpinned by the solemn recognition of the devastating impact of nuclear weapons testing, impacts which linger in the Pacific, in Australia, and elsewhere around the world. This terrible history should never be repeated. Australia will also continue to promote and seek practical measures in the area of nuclear risk reduction. Australia recognises there are different views on nuclear risk reduction concepts and their place relative to disarmament, but this is precisely why we think it is important to discuss these issues in the CD and elsewhere, to build understanding, to identify where there are shared understandings or differences, and to exchange views on what the path forward might look like. The principle and practice of transparency is indispensable for nuclear disarmament. Australia welcomed the constructive discussions at the NPT Working Group on strengthening the review process last year, including on improved transparency and accountability. We will keep working to build on these discussions at the forthcoming NPT PrepCom, including with our partners in the Non-Proliferation and Disarmament Initiative. Australia considers that developing credible nuclear disarmament verification tools and processes constitutes another necessary step on the path to nuclear disarmament. We welcomed the report of the Group of Governmental Experts on Nuclear Disarmament Verification, adopted by consensus in May last year, which built on the 29 consensus GGE report. We also welcome the valuable work done by a range of states in this area, including through the International Partnership for Nuclear Disarmament Verification, which Australia is pleased to be a part of. We encourage states to continue work in this area, including on technical and scientific aspects. The security environment we now find ourselves in demands that we make progress on all of these issues. You can rely on Australia to play a constructive role in this. Thank you, President.